Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. I'm Mallory Kraft and I'm glad you're here.
Hi.
Hey.
I always start the podcast with like hello and welcome, and then I add it on, so I'm saying it twice. So I'm just trying to like jump in now.
Okay,
this is my new life.
Love it.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bailey. Welcome, Bailey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming in. She brought a bunch of cookies.
Yeah.
Bailey loves cookies. So we'll get into like why she likes cookies, what she's doing with cookies in a little bit, but we'll do our regular segments in a second. So what have you been up to today?
Oh, really? Just going around buying cookies.
I love it so much.
I just slept in and then I thought, oh, if I'm going to go talk about cookies, I feel like we should have some to taste. So I just went and bought several.
Did you go eat at Nashford?
I just got a drink here. Yeah, I grabbed a little, so one of these cookies is from Elemental, and I grabbed their everything muffin with cream cheese,
ooh,
which I hadn't had before.
Is it good?
It is very good.
So it's like an everything bagel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it tastes like that because it's got like chives and it kind of tastes bacony.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, there's just like a giant glob of cream
cheese. Oh my gosh.
I recommend it. I hadn't had it before.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Elemental is such a scene. It's hard to like go there and look like crap. You know, like
yes,
you have to
yes,
look cute.
You always see someone you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never fails.
I have to be in like a skirt and like heels. And I'm like, hey guys. We had brunch there probably a year ago and I was like, this is good, but I had to like dress up to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop real quick and listen to this because I feel like I'm being super. Okay. Technical difficulties are over and we are back. So you went to Elemental and you had that. Great.
Yeah.
I went to La Madeleine.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
Uh-huh.
It's in Norman, which I had to go to get my eyebrows done. Shout out to my eyebrow girl. And it was great. I had a croque madame. So I'd never had one before.
Delicious.
Yeah. And they have like the little bread station where you just like get bread. It was too much bread for me.
That is a lot of bread. You have croque madame and then bread on the side.
It was like, I'll have a croque madame with soup and then a side of bread. But that's like Panera. Like,
yes, you get the sandwich and the soup and then still like the baguette.
It's like, is this okay?
Yeah, it's probably not, but I do it anyway.
Me too. Oh, the Panera baguettes are the best.
They are.
You know, you can just buy those. They're like $2 for like a long one.
That's kind of dangerous to think about.
Yeah. But it's good for like parties. You just slice it up like a little appetizer situation. Uh-huh. So yeah, you can buy those there, but yeah, I went to La Madeleine. It was good. It was great. I liked it. It was a great fast casual situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've been, is it the same chain as in Dallas and
probably, yeah. There's one in Norman, but there's not one here.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was good. So you went around and bought cookies. Before we get into like our segments, just tell, I guess, everybody a little bit about yourself and like your love of cookies.
Yeah. So my name is Bailey Gordon and I recently started a blog called Cookie Tour.
Yay.
And I have just always loved cookies. And my mom is a really fantastic chocolate chip cookie
baker. Oh, okay.
She has this recipe and it's for, we call it triple chips. Mm-hmm. And she will not share it with anyone. And it's like such a point of contention with so many of my friends because they all really want it. And I feel like a child when I'm like, I'm sorry, my mom won't let me give that to you.
Do you have it?
I have it.
Okay.
And then her best friend has it, but she claims that my mom left out ingredients or something.
It's like not the same.
Yeah, because she says it's not the same. But
my God.
You know, everyone has their own little tweaks that then they, you know, don't write into the recipe or something.
And yeah.
So I think mine tastes a slightly different from my mom's, but
and it's like a technique thing.
Yes, and it's like how long do you let the like butter mix?
Yeah,
and then like there's just all sorts of things that kind of go into it. Are your eggs room temperature? Are they not room temperature?
Yeah.
And so you, so everything goes into it. So we always had cookies in the cookie jar. Growing
okay,
up. Like that was
homemade cookies.
Always
all the time.
Homemade cookies.
Wow,
and so. I guess I just didn't realize that wasn't normal for
households. Not normal. We never had homemade cookies.
Yeah.
We had homemade cookies around Christmas.
Yes.
And they were the spritz ones. It wasn't ever like the chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. No, we just chocolate chip all the time in my house. So I just always loved them. Mm-hmm. And then, I decided to start the blog because I was traveling for my real job.
Okay.
A past real job. I was traveling the country. Mm-hmm. And I do fundraising. And so I would have donor meetings. But in between, I would have like an hour or two. And it's like, what do you do with an hour?
Yeah.
You know? And so.
You go get a cookie.
Yeah. So I would go to these coffee shops. And I always wanted to go somewhere local and see, see what was going on there. Mm-hmm. But I don't drink coffee. And so I always needed to order something. So I usually order like a bottle of water, or Coke, or like a cookie. Mm-hmm. Usually a cookie. Like if they had one, I would order it. And so I just started like taking pictures of them and putting them on my Instagram just like as a joke because I was kind of bored. And then people started like, when you do your 2017 best nine or whatever, you look at it and mine were like all cookies. Like, why do people like love these posts so much?
People love to look at junk food. Yes. I've realized that.
Yes.
So I posted this week about the my friend's snow cone stand that's opening up on May and Hefner, and it's called Ice Shop. And she has this ridiculous snow cone that's called a unicorn, and it's got like all bunch of flavors in it, and then it has like a cotton candy and Nerds and like. Whipped cream, and then it's got ice cream in the middle.
Sounds amazing.
And it's like people loved that picture. It was so crazy. She was like, she went from like zero followers to like 120. She's like, thank you. I was like, they like the unicorn
people
girl.
People love that unicorn.
Yeah, people like looking at pictures of junk food because sometimes they can't eat it all the time. So
yeah,
it's
but
like,
they still
you can
like
just look at this.
Yeah, it's like slightly satisfying to at least see it.
So you grew up like with a baker.
Yes.
At what age did you get your first KitchenAid?
When did I get that? I got that when I was 20, maybe 24, 23, 24.
Yeah. I was 26 when I finally got, and I was like, why did you guys get this for me? It was like for my birthday. They're like, you're growing up. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I got mine for Christmas and it was like the happiest day. Like, I was so excited. But I was just kind of a brat and I would always call my mom because I would bake when I was at my parents' house. Yeah. I'd bake with her KitchenAid. And so then every time I was using a hand mixer to make cookies or something, I'd call my mom and I would be like, this is terrible.
This is not
this
working.
This hand mixer is horrible, mom. My arm hurts.
I started with the hand one that is electronic, like that one. And then I graduated to the actual KitchenAid. Yeah. But it took me a long time to like really, really start using it. Now I use it all the time. But
I love it. And I do use it for other things. Like there's like twice baked potatoes. You can just like throw your potatoes in there and like do stuff. So I
put cheese on it and then she put some Olive Garden dressing that she orders online. And then that's it. That's it. That was it. Literally. And then she was like, you can shake it. And I was like, I love Kristen Chenoweth.
But like those are my kind of, I mean, that's not what I prefer. But when I make a salad, that's like, I run out of ideas after that. And so I was kind of laughing because I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm with you. And I just listened to your salad podcast. And I was like, I can't do any of that.
Yes, you can. No, it's so easy. No, just take all the ingredients.
In fact, all the salads they try to make me make in the emails, you're I'm like, nope.
Why? All you have to do is put the stuff on the stuff. You don't even have to cook any.
No. Nope.
Okay.
It just never does it for me.
A salad doesn't ever do it for you. I also sent her Coolio's cookbook. Did you look at that?
Real briefly.
Okay. Coolio's a cookbook. I didn't know that until now, but I just needed everybody to know about it. My friend sent it to me the other day, and I was like, all right, Coolio's a cookbook. Let me just add this to my cart. I haven't ordered it yet, though. I'm going to ask you our last question here. And your favorite meal in Oklahoma City, because we have to make our dinner reservation, which is at 8:15.
I'm not a very big, like, my favorite color or my favorite
meal. I am. I love the favorites of everything.
Before I answer that question, though, I'll tell you how I got into Hot and Ready's.
Okay.
Once upon a time, before Hot and Ready's, Little Caesars had a deal called buy one, get one free.
Oh.
They're probably like the inventors of
Hot and Ready
BOGO.
Oh.
So you buy a pizza and you get a second one free. But it was like always. And so my family didn't have a ton of money growing up. And so, and my mom was good in the kitchen. And so she would cook a lot. So every weekend was favorite meal night. Like every Saturday, it was favorite meal night is what it was called. And we rotated through who got to pick the favorite meals. So I would always pick pizza, hoping we could get a Little Caesars pizza.
Oh.
And mom would always, like, make it from scratch, which wasn't quite the same.
Right. It's not. It never is.
And so now I'd probably prefer a homemade pizza to
it is better.
Store-bought. But I'd always just be a little bit disappointed when I went for it. And so sometimes I wouldn't go for it, and sometimes I would, like, build up, and I'd be like, no, I think they might splurge this time. But no.
Never did.
But on our birthdays,
sometimes
on very special birthdays, they would get the buy one, get one Little Caesars. So that's kind of where
the hot and ready comes from.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's the, you know, I feel like I'm in counseling right now.
That's how this is supposed to feel. I feel like I need to go to counseling after the Periscope comment. Because, damn, like, y'all are sick.
This is free counseling right here. OKC over easy. Anywho, back to my favorite meal. So I'm not a big, like, my favorite is this. Okay. I kind of like to just see what I feel in the moment in the day. And I actually, when I go to restaurants, I like to be like, what is the best selling item here?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And
then
just order that and just trust the people, you know? And that usually works out just fine. But I do love the mac and cheese from Iron Star as one of my favorite things.
I'm so excited to go.
But there. I mean, you kind of can't mess up, like, breakfast food.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people have been like, I love waffle champion or like I love brunch or whatever. I think that, I mean, yeah, that's good. If you don't have like a specific, if somebody asked me that, I wouldn't have an answer. I have to really think about it.
But I do think what we could do also is rank the Mexican food places from least to greatest. Like,
okay.
Step like one, like Taco Mayo.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, but is it fast food or is it all? Okay. Oh, okay, so I feel like people are going to come for me because we're going
to... we're about to hurt some feelings.
I mean, I am not the biggest Mexican food fan.
I think this is all pretty general knowledge, though. Okay,
right. I do like it. I will eat it. So Taco Mayo's at the bottom?
Well, do you know anything worse?
No, I don't, actually. Taco Bell... Taco Bueno for the fast food.
We're going worst to best.
Worst to best. Okay, so Taco Bueno is good of the fast food.
Well, Taco Bueno just won that award. Have you seen that?
I saw 35 people post it because everyone was so proud of Taco Bueno. Ted's? Is Ted's on there? Oh, Qdoba. Okay, so this is going to be controversial. Qdoba versus Chipotle. I had Qdoba the other day, and it was... bomb. Like, oh, better than Chipotle.
I love keto, but I do not have, like, my taste buds are pretty lowbrow. Like,
oh, I'm, but you like
keto. I love Taco Mayo. I love, I'm easy to please.
Okay. I think I had Qdoba and I had the queso and I was like, okay, this is everything.
Yeah.
Chipotle is fine. I just get scared eating there because of the,
oh, come on. Don't let media like
like people die. Oh, I don't know if people died. Chipotle's good, Qdoba's good.
It's not like the Zika virus.
Like, that's
crazy.
Don't
eat a Chipotle if you're pregnant.
But don't eat a Chipotle if you don't want to throw up.
No.
Did you see that one thing and somebody was like, well, my friend just texted me. One of the comments.
You can rewatch it. You can rewatch it.
Y'all, do not rewatch that if there's children around.
Do we put Ted's at the top or Tarahumara?
No.
I love Ted's.
Ted's is great. But, like, the top Mexican
Alfredo's.
Food?
Alfredo's. Okay, really, for real,
Alfredo's
for real,
is good.
Who the top Mexican food is...
Tarahumara?
No. Wait for it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm typing. There is an Edmond on 2nd Street by City Bites.
Three Tequilas?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that should go on here somewhere.
Yeah, Three Tequilas is really good. Their margaritas are intense.
There's, I can't even say the name of it because I tried to sound it out before, but it didn't work. But there's this authentic Mexican food restaurant that, like, you have to order in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a hole in the wall right by the City Bites on
7th Street. Is it new?
Nope. It's been there. But it is so good, and it is so authentic, and you got to brush up on your Spanish before you walk in there.
I want that. Three Tequilas is good. That's an Edmond place.
I'm putting that as number one, the place by City Bites. That's what I'm gonna call
it. I had some suggestions on my Twitter account about Mexican. Oh, everybody, the past two episodes, Tanya, people have said Chilino's is their favorite restaurant.
I'm not putting that on my list.
She's not putting it on there. But their website is incredible.
.net. That was my favorite part.
.net. Did you go to it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
.net. That's like Pepe. Nelly's website is .net too.
Nelly.net?
No, it's not.
Pepe de Gallo's and I can't remember what the other Mexican food one was.
Yeah, Nelly.net.
What time does Nellyville call? Who is Nelly? People really have to Google that. But didn't you say that you thought that Mexican food is just the five?
Yeah. Mexican food is the same five ingredients, just all combined different ways to make
it. What are the five ingredients?
Well, it's like beef / chicken. A meat.
That's two.
Well, in general, some sort of meat. Cheese.
Okay. No, you said that. You said meat and cheese. So, avocados, salsa, meat and cheese, that's
lettuce.
I think there's more.
What? Name one other ingredient enchilada. You had at a Mexican
enchilada
restaurant.
Enchilada sauce.
Okay.
Sour cream.
Okay. These are all kind of toppings.
Onions.
Just for the record. Okay.
Okay, well, I think that we've done enough damage today, and our Periscope was a fail, and I feel upset about it because of all the sexual comments that was happening. But we got to make our reservation at Iron Star. So if you want to follow Tanya, you can follow her on Twitter at Tanya Zune. She also has a bike for sale. Do you still have your bike for sale?
Yeah, I'm selling a scooter, a 2007 Yamaha Vino.
And it still has Tanya Zune on the side.
It has my Twitter name.
So you have access to the...
No. We can negotiate that. Okay. It's like an extra grand.
And you can follow her on Twitter there. And then you can also follow Thunder Girls for the playoff commentary. So it's Thunder Girls with a U. And then you can follow me at OKC Over Easy on Twitter. And I did get a review, but I don't know who sent it, and they didn't give me a restaurant. So it was like Mizzou and then a bunch of numbers. So if you left that review, let me know, and I will go to a restaurant and Snapchat you. So thanks for listening. I will talk to you all later. Goodbye. Say bye, Tanya.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's basically like the Blackberry.
If you don't know what Clearly Canadian is, it's a drink from like the late 90s, early aughts. And it's just like it's a really sugary, it's like LaCroix with sugar,
right,
basically.
Exactly, yeah.
And he had one for me. I was like, oh my God. Like, I could not believe it. So that was like really great. But I thought that was so awesome that you had that. So I wanted to ask you guys are fellow podcasters. You love food too. Yeah. And I like having a podcast about food because everybody likes food, or everybody wants to talk about food.
Right.
So first of all, what are your favorite things to snack on while podcasting? And then what are your favorite places to eat in Oklahoma City?
We don't snack while podcasting.
What about before or after?
Nope.
Okay. Great. Drink?
Drink.
We okay. Drink. What do you drink while podcasting?
Whiskey, beer.
Okay.
Those kind of things.
Anything?
Yeah, pretty much anything that we have available. Almost never water.
Okay. Great. What about you guys?
Same.
Well, I used to be a lot better on snack providing.
Yeah, snack providing.
I
kind of fallen behind on that.
I used to provide like a whole spread for my guests, and now I'm just like, come over. Like, I like can't do it anymore.
Like, after a year, you're sort of like,
yeah.
You know
as long as there's always a Dr. Pepper in the fridge, I'm usually okay.
Good. Okay, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. And then, you know, when we do, like, we watch a lot of movies at once, we'll have wine and
popcorn?
If we think of it.
Okay.
That's got to be, like, an after-podcast kind of snack.
Yeah, right? you can't eat it. You want it while you're...
Or even if you're before, you're picking the kernels out of your teeth, that's bad.
Not great. Yeah. Not great. okay, well, where are your favorite places to eat? You're based in Norman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your favorite Norman eats, then?
I really love Wing It.
Okay.
It's a Korean place down on Main Street across from the high school.
With wings?
With wings.
Okay.
They, like, double fry their wings.
Nice.
So they're so deliciously crispy.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have to try that out when next time I go up there every month to get my eyebrows done. So, because I'm a psychotic person. have to try it. What about you, Caleb?
I'd say we're based out of Edmond, but I don't do a lot of eating in Edmond.
Okay.
Gone to Goro is probably the place I go to most recently.
Goro is great.
Yeah. Been on a ramen kick, and so.
Have you tried Tamashii?
Tamashii, I have. I like Tamashii too. We used to go to Tamashii until we went there and they were closed down for a couple of days because they had an accident in their kitchen or something. So that makes you nervous.
Not great.
We just got used to being in the pattern of going to Goro.
Goro. So,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, where can people find you guys? You go first.
You can find Red Six at www.red6togoldencorral.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Twitter at red6togc.
What about you guys?
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, at HeyCWF.
HeyCWF?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And I'll link you guys too on the blog post now that I have a website.
I saw it.
I know. Isn't that fancy?
You had balloons on your Twitter.
I did. I said it was my birthday on my Twitter today. So, I mean, it's no big deal. And people have actually brought me presents. That's like the craziest thing to me. So that's really nice. But thank you guys for coming by. And thank you guys for like just being opening and welcome for me whenever I came to the meetups, and you guys have been great. So everybody check out their podcast, and we'll be back. All right, this is the last segment of OKCOV. This is the end of the show.
I just want to say I'm very proud of you for turning one.